Well, after that epic Stanley Cup victory in Chicago, do you really think the Chicago fans are looking forward to Chicago Bears football if, you know, starting October 1, they're raising the banner and starting another season?
I'm pretty honest. I still give a lot of credit to CM Punk showing up to the Blackhawks winning, because he's pretty cool and he's a big Chicago fan, but I don't think he breaks his neck to watch Bears games, so that may tell you something.
With obviously End Zone's Jeremy York and Daniel Snyder, I'm Billy, and let's really get into these Chicago Bears this year. You know, in one of the dumbest moves, in my opinion, this offseason, the Chicago Bears actually axed their head coach, Lovie Smith.
Yeah,
the guy had done nothing but win games for them. Or as a head coach up there. I mean, he was a complete great turnaround. The defense had never been better. The defense had actually been one of the best in history, considering how many points it put up on an every day basis. It was unreal. So naturally, if you guys get out of the playoffs, the first thing you do is ax the head coach, which makes no sense to me.
Well, what I can figure is the only reason that he got axed was because they've blamed everybody but Cutler so far, and he was just last on the list to get blamed. So this year it's make or break for Cutler. If he doesn't, you know, step up and have at least a mediocre season, then Cutler's the next one out the door.
Well, let's be honest. Cutler is actually in his contract year this year, so
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't. So yeah, he really is playing for his career at this point. But let's talk about Mark Trestman. Mark Trestman was the head coach in a Canadian league, right?
What?
Yeah, I think he was a head coach in the Canadian league this past season. Was brought in to be the head coach of the Bears. Said, you know, has turned this in and said that this is going to be completely different team than it was last year offensively, because he's an offensive minded coach. And so let's really see what he does with Cutler and on the team this year.
Warner came from the Canadian League, didn't he? Or am I wrong? And you've seen
did he come Canadian, or was he Arena?
He was Arena.
Yeah, you pretty much compare them both to
Moon,
each other.
Warren Moon came from Canadian, I believe.
But I mean, look, you have a team that was impressive defensively, but they lost their leader, Urlacher.
Yeah, but I think with Bostic, they're not going to miss a beat.
Probably right. And then on offense, you've got talent on offense, with the exception of Cutler. You got Matt Forte, who I think's a beast mode guy. He can be, given the opportunity more and more. Brandon Marshall, easily in the top three of the greatest wide receivers right now. I'd put him top three.
I'll give you that.
I mean, you got, of course, Calvin Johnson, number one. Larry Fitzgerald, number two. It's a toss-up with Marshall and Jones for that number three spot.
Okay. So what we're looking at it right now, guys, and you're saying, okay, the defense who did great things last year isn't going to miss the beat with Urlacher, with Bostic replacing it. And then you're talking about the talent that's on the offense with and a new offensive-minded coach. So naturally, the way you guys keep talking – they have nowhere else to go but up, right?
No, but how do you improve on a 10 and 6 season? You know, I mean, you can improve, but
that's what I was going to say. In that division, that's another rough division. That's kind of like the NFC South or even the East, that every year it's four teams that just reload and reload and reload, and it's like a four-way heavyweight fight every year.
And I'm wondering, why didn't nobody pick up Lovie? Why was he not? I mean, all these open spots, he could have went anywhere and made that team better. I was expecting him to get looks from Philadelphia. I mean,
he may have just said no, and just said, you know, I'm going to take a year off and get myself away from everything and just
Well, typically, there's a handful of different types of coaches, and he's known as kind of a, for lack of a better term, kind of lovey-dovey. He's a player coach, you know, kind of a give you a hug. And he'll still tell you what you did wrong, but hey, get him next time. Exactly. And that works for a lot of teams, but, you know, the Bears have been so, you know,
hard-headed.
Hey, you made a bad play, pat you on the back, but, you know, make a better one next time, to where they had to bring in somebody to start cracking the whip.
Mike Ditka is.
Right. You know, you got to get back to a little bit hard-nosed Bears football because, I mean, Trestman, you know, we were talking about Daniel Cadet. I think you'll like him a lot more because he comes from the Bill Walsh philosophy of offense first, but I really do think he could do some good things with this team. There's a lot of potential there.
All right, well, Jeremy obviously has some he obviously doesn't have it, but Jeremy has some family and some connections in Chicago and has come up with a few gems for us. So enlighten us, bud.
Well, I put out on the insights, the Twitter and the Facebook today, because I know a lot of Bears fans, and I was like, you know, why don't give me some of your feedback, and I'll try to use them on the podcast tonight. A good friend of both shows, really, Chris out of Douglasville, said he thinks they're going to win the Super Bowl, but he thinks they're going to win the Super Bowl every
He's
year.
He's a comedian.
He is. He is quite funny, and congratulations on his new kid, but, yeah. He needs to put – I told him, as soon as he told me that, I said, all right, you need to first put the controller down. You need to cut Madden 25 off, and you need to focus. But I also asked Ryan from Alpharetta, who is a diehard Bears fan. I mean, there hadn't been a time I met him that he wasn't wearing something Bears. And if it wasn't Bears, it was Blackhawks, which Billy will appreciate.
Yes, sir.
But he's saying, you know – they should get 10 to 11 wins, but he's also biased. And he was quick to emphasize that every time he told me, every time he told me his stuff. And, he did say he's looking forward to the season and, how well Cutler can mesh with Trestman's new, offense. He thinks Alshon Jeffries is going to have a breakout season. You know, as somebody we haven't hit on yet, he agrees to me that Bostic is a beast and that they're not going to miss Urlacher because, you know, towards the last part of his career, how much did Urlacher really play?
It was his leadership, though. I mean, that matters
true.
A lot.
That's, you know, like the Ravens. That's something they'll be missing here is that type of thing. But, I mean, you know, like you said, Brandon Marshall could step up and be that guy.
You know, Cutler's not that good, man. I have no faith in Cutler. I think that he is nowhere near I think he's maybe like number 15 in the top 32 quarterbacks of starters. I think he's maybe mid frame. I put Wilson ahead of him, you know. I mean, I just don't think Cutler is that good.
Well, I mean, you really don't need to be that good to actually have good talent around you and actually to be able to throw the ball. If he can actually get his offensive line to actually protect for him, he might actually be able to do some good things this year. Daniel, let's start with you. Let's start with your predictions for the 2013 Bears team.
I see the max of 10 wins. That's why I was saying I agreed with the old dude that he was talking about. But I'm feeling more along the lines of 7-9 at the lowest, 10-6 at the best. I wanted to say something a while ago, when he was talking about two people here in Georgia that are Chicago fans. And I know that's Billy, that's one of your biggest pet peeves is, that Atlanta and Georgia itself are not really home-based fans. You have a lot of people that don't support their team. You go to a break.
Well,
thing.
It's the transfer.
Yeah, it's really not a pet peeve of mine. It's just something that Atlanta fans are more fair weather fans. And when I say Atlanta fans, yes, I mean Atlanta fans. Atlanta fans are more fair weather, weather fans than anything in this country, in my opinion. And that has, a lot of it has to do with, you know, there's not a good fan base like there is in big market teams like Chicago, like a New York, like a California. But there is passionate teams, and that's always been my biggest pet peeve, but that's beside the point. So you're saying 7-9 and 10-6?
Yeah, I was just saying it's diverse. That's what I like about it. This Georgia is diverse, and you have fans. Teams, but yeah, yep. The 7-9 to 10-6.
Okay, Jeremy.
Yeah, and to hit on that real quick, both the people that responded back, like Billy, they have family ties to Chicago, and believe one may have been born there. I'll have to check on that. But yeah, it's kind of cool that Atlanta's is because you can walk out on the street and see nine other, you know, different teams in it on any given day. But I don't know. I'll turn it out to you guys real quick. Do you think these? I mean, every preseason, which, you know, you can take it for what it's worth, but everything I've seen and a lot of the facts that they use to support it have said that the Lions are going to be better than the Bears this year. Do you guys believe that?
Hell no.
No, they don't have a defense, and they got one person to throw to. And they have no
run.
That's
kind of what I was looking at, because, I mean, even coming in tonight, I wasn't going to trash the Bears because, I mean, there's a lot of potential here, and I just try not to trash them anymore. But I mean, they're going to kind of fight it out.
It's a two-way battle between the Bears and the Packers on winning this division. That's all it is.
I don't know about that. They may fight for second place here, but let's see. How many wins did I give Minnesota? Eight? Seven? Seven?
I don't know.
Bears are in the same boat. They're probably fighting for a wild card spot. This all depends on Cutler. If he comes out and starts laying eggs all over the field, then their best option is Jason Campbell, who is arguably not a good option. There's a reason he keeps skipping teams every year. And beyond that, I think, do they still have Josh McCown?
I'm not
Maybe.
Sure.
I don't know.
I mean, that's not a solid choice either. I mean, I really think that if Cutler goes south really early, that they may try to make a move, and if they don't make a move, they're going to draft their next quarterback next year.
I agree with Billy's dog.
Yeah, exactly. It just.
I'm going to go 7-9 as well, or 8-8, somewhere around there. I really don't think this team is going to be that great, but the defense is still going to have to do well.
Yeah, like I said, I'm gonna keep them out of the bottom of the division just because Detroit still got some just absolute hot messes up there, and they got to fix that first. So yeah, they're second place in this division between them and Minnesota, and you know, maybe they can luck up and get a playoff spot and try some.
All right, guys, that's it for the 2013 Chicago Bears preview. Be sure to check back tomorrow. We'll be getting the NFC East, and then after that, be the NFC South, and then. That leads right up to the Thursday opener. So for Jeremy and Daniel, I'm Billy, and this has been Sports Club. Thanks for listening.
Yay.
Daniel's waving. You can't see him, but he's waving.